My name is John. I am 16 years old. Today is November 26,
2018.
And I'm speaking with my father, Joe. We are recording this interview in Burlington, Massachusetts. Question 1. Share some important lessons you've learned in life.
Always be a kind person, be a hard worker, try to make people happy without hurting yourself in the process. Be kind. Be good to your parents, be respectful to elders.
Question 2. Tell me how you would like people to remember you.
Oh. Well, if and when I die, which I'm assuming that's what it's talking about, I'd like people to remember me as a nice person that did a lot of good deeds in life, never screwed anyone over, and fairly made all the money that he's earned. He never cheated or robbed or stole or ripped people off. I also would like people to think of me
. Alright, that will wrap it up for question 2.
Okay.
Question 3. What are some of the jobs / careers held by past generations in our family?
My great grandfather, or great-great-grandfather, I think my great-great-grandfather was a bricklayer and built most of the chimneys in our local hometown in Winchester. Then I know my grandfather worked for the town of Winchester, but also owned the laundromats, the corn-operated laundromats and dry cleaners. And my father was a financial officer at some place in Malden. That was a crappy job. And my mother worked in the newspaper for a short period of time, but was pretty much a homemaker.
Question 4. What are your favorite family holidays and why?
Well, my favorite holiday is Halloween. Pretty much because the reason why Halloween is my favorite holiday is because it's a holiday that children and parents can enjoy and celebrate without the burden of something like Christmas or Hanukkah, all those that are costly and bring out bad emotions on people. Where Halloween, children get candy and have fun, and grown-ups, like me at least, try to scare the kids and have fun while giving out the candy. That's it.
Question 5. Tell me about your grandparents.
My grandparents were very nice people, at least to me. Well, which grandparents are you talking about?
Well, your grandparents.
What are your grandparents?
Well, just
okay,
one
well, my
side.
My grandparents on another side were very nice to me. They watched me a lot. My mother worked at the newspaper place that I mentioned earlier in the previous question. So they were very kind to me. My grandfather would always make toys of me all the time because that's what he did back in the old days. We made like soldiers out of wooden things and a bow and arrow and stuff like that. That was good. My grandparents on my father's side were again very nice. They didn't watch me at all, probably because of my mother's parents, what have you. But we would go over a lot for dinners. I remember like on Sundays, we have like the pasta dinners. They were both nice people, but then my grandfather had a stroke and he kind of scared me when I was a little kid because when he talked, it was a little ferocious sounding and gobbling, and I just didn't know what had happened. And that's about it.
Question 6. Tell me about a teacher or other adult that impacted your life while you were growing up.
Well, when I was 15 and a half, my father passed away. So after completing school, the rest of high school, I got a job for the guy that I used to deliver newspapers to as a kid for many years. And he helped guide me and was a parental figure to try to teach me right from wrong, because I was a misled kid and I was a little confused as to right and wrong in life. And so this nice gentleman, Dick Byrd, helped me find my ways and turn me into a good person.
Oh, that's how you know him?
That's it.
Question number 7. What did you do during the summer when you were off from school?
Well, there's a lot of summers I was off from school, but the majority of them, except for the last couple of years, we used to go to Sanford, Maine, to a cottage that was on a lake. We went to the same cottage every week, every year, and my parents rented it from the same people every year, and they're very nice to us. And we'd go there for 1 month, although my father would go to work during the week. But we had a lot of fun there. We would swim and ride on a crappy little rowboat.
What else did you do?
Lit up fireworks, sit out on the back porch because it was on the water, and we would light punk and sit out there and play cards. And Nana Caruso probably cooked about 400 times a day.
Accurate.
That's about it.
Question number 8. What jobs did you have when you were a teenager, and what did you do with the money that you earned?
When I was a teenager. Well, maybe I didn't think of this question through. When I was younger, I delivered newspapers. That's the job I was kind of thinking about. When I was a teenager, when I was 13 or 14, I got a job at Montville Plaza in Stonehill, but I don't think I was legally supposed to work there, so I'm counting that one. But anyways, I'm going to count as a paper. I was probably a teenager when I finally finished doing it. And what I did with that money is nothing productive or good. I wasted probably every penny of it, and I have nothing to show for it, unfortunately. And I regret that.
Question 9. What lessons has working taught you?
Working has taught me that nothing in life will come easy. If you sit around and think you're not going to work, you're going to be very broke and then ultimately probably unhappy with that situation. So working has taught me that if you do the right thing and work hard, and don't screw people over, you should hopefully, if you're lucky, be successful enough to be able to enjoy a good life and hopefully have a family and a house and all that good stuff.
Question 10. What issues do you consider when choosing a candidate?
Well, I'm independent, so I don't really care if the candidate is Republican or Democratic. I may lean one direction or another, which I don't have to say in this recording because it doesn't make a difference. But I think that the candidate, what was the question again?
What issues do you consider when choosing a candidate?
Well, I like to see, well, first off, if it's somebody that lines like Elizabeth Warren that would just get in the mix, that would be the first issue. It has to be somebody I can actually listen to and tolerate. And second, I have to agree with what they have to say and feel that they're going to help us in one way or the other, because they're politicians and they're appointed to be the voice of the people. So if they don't seem like they're going to do what the people want, then I don't think there's any value in them. What about that?